This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Resource Center. Today with us, we have Nicole Liebman. She's the head of mobile for Asia Pacific and South Africa at Xponential. She's actually responsible for leading the revenue and operations for the company's mobile solutions. With her experience, we would like to learn more about this new way of engagement. And, you know, thank you for joining us, Nicole.
No problem. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, and today, Lush, we'll look into mobile advertising, right? So before we dive into these four case studies that you'll be sharing with us on behalf of Xponential on mobile advertising campaigns, just tell us a bit about Xponential. What do you do?
Okay, sure. So Xponential is a global company. We're a provider of advertising intelligence and digital media solutions. We work with brand advertisers across the world. We have an advertising intelligence platform, and what we really do is combine digital media with proprietary audience data and technology, and we really work towards delivering advertising intelligence that enables smarter and better informed marketing decisions for our partners.
What exactly is this new way of engagement?
So with engagement, it's really evolved over the years. And when we're talking about mobile advertising, it's really important that we're really utilizing creative in ways that deliver that engagement for advertisers and brands. So it's really about understanding who your audience is and ensuring that you're developing creative that makes sense for the environment, it makes sense for the category of advertiser, it drives that opt-in engagement, that active attention, and you're really making sure that we're not, you know, pushing those ads in and I guess across these platforms in intrusive ways, and we're heightening things like relevance and interactivity. We're leveraging really cool technology like HTML5, and we're building really engaging ads as a result.
Yeah, it's true when you say you try to avoid being intrusive, especially when it comes to videos, pre-roll ads, which we will cover in our case studies later as well. You know, you've been in this industry for quite a bit. How do you think it has changed in just the recent years?
I think the industry's changed so much. How long do you have? A couple of hours to answer the question. I think the industry's changed in a different lots of different ways. If we start off just even with the general mobile landscape in terms of how many people now own smartphones, it's grown exponentially across the years. And if we look at global smartphone penetration, we're already sitting at close to 70%, which is quite phenomenal if you really think about how young this technology really is. Mm-hmm. And when you compare it to older platforms such as TV and radio, for example, it's still quite new and hasn't been around for, you know, a really long amount of time. And with that adoption of smartphones, we've really started to continue to see improvements in internet connections, which has also helped to grow and innovate those mobile offerings, because we can now leverage richer creative without being impacted by slow connection speeds. And what we've seen off the back of that really is a huge injection of new mobile vendors and mobile tech companies mm-hmm. when it comes to mobile advertising. And we've seen huge growth in innovation as a result. So, you know, some of the newer additions to market that brands can leverage include things like in-store footfall attribution or advertising associated with beacons, lots of really cool geo-targeting solutions. And off the back of that as well, and definitely we've seen an improvement in mobile measurement as well.
And this is obviously beyond, I think everyone owns a smartphone today and you play a game, and then halfway through your game you get this really annoying video of getting you to download these other games.
Definitely.
So let's dive straight into our very first case study. It's revolving in the entertainment industry, focusing on this arts centre Melbourne in Australia, and it's called The Illusionist 1903. So tell us, you know, what was the challenge with this case?
Yeah, so this was actually a global magic show, and this particular campaign we did was off the back of it due to arrive in Melbourne, and they really wanted to increase awareness of the show, but also in addition to that, essentially encourage sale conversion. So they wanted to reach a set revenue target for ticket sales within a 3-month period.
And, you know, what was the thinking behind this, you know, using the new way of engagement?
Yeah, so what we did for this was we created a solution for them using one of our products, which is called VDX, which stands for Video Driven Experiences. And what we did was a cross-platform solution, so that included desktop, smartphone and tablet. And we geo-targeted also to Victorian suburbs because we were promoting the show coming to Melbourne. The VDX solution allows us to really engage with the audience, and it does allow for that 100% active attention, that 100% engagement, and also that 100% opt-in, which is really important. And it really allows for video also to be the hero. So what we did was we created interactive and bespoke VDX executions for this campaign, and we were really able to showcase the show through video whilst also including things about the cast and gallery images, whilst also promoting the ability to buy tickets.
And it's interesting also when you say it's targeted to Victorian suburbs. Was this area, is it hard to reach out to people who live in the suburbs?
It's not extremely difficult. However, based off of the proximity of where the show was being where you could go and see the show, it definitely made sense to create that bespoke audience targeting. So in addition to that location targeting, we also made sure that we were targeting those Victorian-based families and ideally those with children as well that would want to come and see the show. So helping to generate that additional engagement was, you know, the element to try and make sure that we were definitely targeting that right audience, and then combining that audience with a creative across mobile and tablet that was really engaging and provided them with all the information they needed and enough excitement and elements of interaction to make them want to go and see the show.
Could you tell us a bit more about this VDX display?
So VDX is opt-in experience that's available across mobile and tablet as well as desktop, and it can be bought on a cost per engagement buy model, which is also something that's quite unique in the market. And particularly across mobile and tablet, this is, I guess, a way that advertisers can be really sure that they're receiving true performance, because even though mobile advertising has been around for quite a while, there often is still the concern that because the screens are a lot smaller that they are experiencing accidental taps with their campaigns. And because the engagement is qualified, it really helps to negate any of those concerns and mitigate those accidental clicks. So the way that it works is either after a 3-second engagement or an 8-second engagement, only then does the advertiser pay for that particular ad.
That's pretty impressive, actually. So then tell us, what were the key highlights through this campaign?
So with the campaign across mobile and tablet, the average CTR was really high. So if we look at an average CTR for the industry across mobile and tablet, it really roughly ranges from about 0.35% to about 0.7% if we're focusing around tablet. And what we saw for this particular campaign was an average click-through rate of 2.25%, which is quite phenomenal. We also had audiences spend an average dwell time of just over 21 seconds within the ad, which is really positive for the advertiser because it saw them interacting with the content as well as the video, the additional content that was there. So more information about the show, information about the cast, the gallery, and also ultimately continuing on to purchase those tickets. And the advertiser communicated back to us that the ticket revenue target was actually achieved and exceeded by 123%. So a really successful campaign for the advertiser.
And it's interesting when you say the average dwell time for this specific campaign is over 20 seconds. So what was the industry average?
Yeah, so for these campaigns, the average, and for mobile specifically as a platform, the average dwell time usually sits around 5 to 7 seconds and slightly higher, let's say up to about 10 seconds for tablet as well, because based on the nature of how users experience and interact with their tablet devices, there is that natural ability to spend longer with these devices because you're usually in environments where you can have that lean back experience, you're more involved in researching items or spending more time with those devices.
Up next, we'll focus into our second case study, which is on the Mindswarms video by Microsoft Australia. On the line with us is Nicole Liebman. She's the head of mobile for Asia Pacific and South Africa at Exponential. So stay with us, BFM 89.9.
Build financial mountains. BFM 89.9.
And we're back on Resource Center with me, Angeline Tay. And on the line, we have Nicole Libman. She is the head of mobile for Asia Pacific and South Africa at Exponential. And it's really interesting because she's sharing with us today four case studies, specifically on this new way of mobile engagement, mobile advertising campaigns. Earlier, we talked a little bit about this Arts Center Melbourne's VDX display ad unit. But now let's move on into our second one, which is Mindswarm's video by Microsoft Australia. So briefly tell us, what was the objective with this one?
Yeah, so the objective of this one was actually slightly different. So as well as wanting to promote Microsoft and their new product, which was Windows 10, they also wanted to work with us to help conduct a bit of a study that could be used to really understand how video can impact advertising, more specifically interactive video ads across mobile and tablet. What we did was we did utilize our VDX units again, and we built out an interactive pre-roll as well as VDX units for mobile and tablet, and we ran those and tested them alongside just normal standard pre-roll ads to really help us to determine whether interactivity improves brand perception as well as providing that deeper connection with their audiences.
How did you manage to come up with a strategy for this? Because pre-rolls usually are, you know, like you said, the attention span is 5 to 10 seconds before someone skips anything, right? What was the execution like?
So what we did was we really built out a full brand experience. So our VDX units allow us to incorporate a lot more than just that standard video. So the user has different points of interaction that they can play around with when they're experiencing that ad unit. So for example, it could be more information. They could choose between multiple videos as well. So there's really lots of options for them to consume different kinds of information and in lots of different ways as well.
What was the results for this campaign then?
So what we saw were really positive results. And to be honest, we did anticipate the results favouring, if you know, the interactive video and VDX solutions over that standard pre-roll ad. So what we really saw were that the interactive formats were better received. They really allowed consumers the time to explore the advertiser's content more, and they were also able to have more control over that experience. And based off of that, they had the ability to explore the content at ease and improve that overall brand perception. We also have some quotes as part of the results that showcase the consumer reactions in regards to the interactive video ads, and some of them include things like, one consumer said, "This type of ad made me feel more favorable towards the brand." Another one said that it really feels like you're in there with the product instead of seeing an ad which could be targeted to thousands of people. It felt kind of like it was a personal experience specifically given to me. So I think a couple things to pull out from there is, you know, it's really important to be respecting and providing users with control of their own user journey. Mm-hmm. And if you can do that successfully, you'll not only heighten engagement, but collectively, if we all work together to do that as an industry, we'll also be able to reduce the impact of things like ad blocking, which really do stem from that lack of respect and control over an individual user journey.
And any consumer reaction on this standard pre-roll ads then?
To be honest, most of them really resonated well with that interactive VDX unit. So the VDX unit was really what they decided to talk about the most, and it really helped us to understand that these units work really well when capturing that audience attention and really what driving that deeper engagement for advertisers.
And now moving on to our third case study, which is on Mazda.
So with this one, Mazda really wanted to do a couple of things. The first of that was to promote the video content that they had spent time creating. So there were about three or four different videos they wanted to showcase. In addition to that, they also wanted to encourage consumers to do one of two things, or perhaps both of things. These things, which was the first one was to request a brochure, and the other one was to also request or book a test drive of their new vehicle. Mm. So what we did for this one was we utilized our proprietary adhesion unit, which is called the Snack Bar, and really created an ad that was quite succinct. So there's obviously lots of information you can include in advertising when it comes to automotive and vehicles in market. What we wanted to do was really narrow in on what information we included in the ad, so it was really relevant to achieving those objectives that were set out for the campaign.
When you say you just want to narrow in on the specific information you want to deliver, for this case study with Mazda, specifically, what message exactly did you deliver to the, you know, the viewers?
So with this particular campaign, we introduced the new Mazda, which was the CX-5, and we highlighted some of the new technology that the car had, but we really allowed their video assets to do most of the talking. When considering and understanding user behavior across mobile, it's really important to acknowledge the sort of shorter session times that are experienced across the board and across all regions, just as a result of how frequently and the user behavior behind how we use these devices. So we built an ad that really understood that and adhered to that, and therefore we chose the most useful information, which also included the videos. We had clear call to actions, and all of the information that was housed in this ad unit was really short and sharp and direct and to the point.
And so what were the results for this campaign that sort of, you know, shouts that this is actually a successful campaign?
Yeah, so this campaign was highly targeted, and we actually received an average CTR of about 5.14%, which is quite phenomenal. It's really exceeded even our own internal benchmarks as well as the local benchmarks in the market. We also had an average length of video views, which was roughly around 22 to 23 seconds, which again exceeded local benchmarks both internally for the company but as well as for the market generally. And then finally, over the course of the campaign, we had over 1,000 requests for either a test drive or a brochure. So it was quite a successful campaign for Mazda.
I'm just really curious because, I mean, ultimately it's a car, and if you see any other ads, they always focus on some feature in the car. And what do you think this campaign, you know, sort of makes it different and allow, you know, like 1,000 leads, right, for the company? And I'm sure the brand is very happy about that.
Yeah, I think it's just a really great, visually great execution when you look at the ad itself, but in addition to that, it's not bombarding the user with information. It's intriguing their interest. It's not giving them every possible piece of information in the ad, and it's really allowing them to pique their interest and get that appetite to find out more. And it's also call to actions and actions which are approachable across these environments. You don't have to call someone then and there to have them sell the car to you. You can book a test drive for a point in time when you're ready to go and see the car. You can request a brochure and have that information sent to you so you can read more about the car in your own time when you have the time to do so. So it's a really great way to generate that interest, but also have call to actions included that allow the user to be more in control of when they're consuming that additional information.
On the same vein of automotive industry, apparently you've done some work with a global automotive client that was run across mobile and tablet as well. Could you tell us more about this last case study?
Yeah, so this case study, as you said, was also for a global automotive client, and the campaign was run in Southeast Asia. We utilized, again, our adhesion units called the snack bar, and what we really did was also include a great shareability aspect to it, and we did that through WhatsApp integration. So WhatsApp integration allows for the user to tap on a WhatsApp icon within the expanded state of these ads, which opens up WhatsApp on their device. And you're allowed to create any kind of pre-populated message that can then easily be sent and shared by that customer. So the message can include any kind of content like video or images. It works really well when there's some kind of deal or offer or coupon attached, or any kind of content that, if you think about, would I share this, and it's quite shareable, any kind of content to include works like that works really well too.
And so what was the results for this campaign?
So the messaging itself for this was to share a particular offer, and because it was offer-based, the results were quite significant for the automotive client. We saw an engagement rate of about 2.66% and an average dwell time as well of 14 seconds. And then when looking at how the engaged users interacted with the unit, 28% of them, once they had opened the unit, interacted with the creative elements, which included video as well as that WhatsApp functionality. And the great thing with that is that the advertiser then, as a result, was able to create additional awareness for that promotion, without paying for additional media, because the person that they've reached then shared that messaging and that promotion with their friends and family. And if you think about, I guess, you know, going back to my uni days, marketing 101, it's a really great use of word of mouth marketing. And if you were to see an ad campaign running in market and it was telling you, for example, to buy a particular product, or alternatively, you received a message that suggested you try that product from a friend or a family member, that trust you've got in that friend or family member relationship is really going to influence that potential purchase a lot more. So they've really harnessed this word of mouth marketing within this campaign mm-hmm. to try and promote what the advertiser was selling.
Would you be able to track once the users clicked on the shareability aspect from this campaign and then they share it on WhatsApp and this other person within WhatsApp forwarded it to other people? Would you be able to track that as well?
Yeah, so with that particular aspect, we can track up until that initial WhatsApp share. The reason why we are limited after that is because it really, the results then can be tracked by the advertiser themselves. So they can track shares of the links, they can track interactions with the content, they can track any kind of potential conversion that comes off of those shares as well. But once it enters that WhatsApp environment, which is closed off to us, that tracking then falls to the advertiser side. So it is available, but it would be from the advertiser directly who would be able to get that additional conversion and sharing information.
And it's also interesting that it's under a global automotive client that uses this word of mouth marketing, because I would assume if you want to tap into using WhatsApp as part of a strategy, it would be more of a lifestyle product maybe?
Yeah, no, it is quite interesting. And we've run this for other brands across the world, including, you know, lots of FMCG clients like Red Bull, for example. And you would think that the type of brands that would have, I guess, that essence of shareability would be non-automotive clients, if you had to think of a couple off the top of your head. But for this particular campaign, it worked quite well because it wasn't just about selling cars. It was also about selling authentic parts that could be used with cars that were impacted by floods within the region that the campaign was run.
Finally, you know, what are your advice to other marketeers within this space, right, mobile advertising space, that, you know, what are the few key aspects when you want to engage in the mobile advertising?
Sure. Well, I think with mobile advertising, it's a really exciting part of the market. There's so many different unique qualities that exist that can be incorporated to really deliver and build engaging mobile creative. And I think that, you know, across the board, advertisers, it's a really exciting time to embrace a lot of the different strategies that can be combined into your mobile creative strategies. And the market is evolving so rapidly that sometimes it might feel like you're testing some new strategies out, but for the first time, but it will really pay off and consumers will receive those innovative ideas quite well. And I think that if you want to drive that engagement and those interactions and ensure that you're building these really successful advertising campaigns, it really is important to continue to innovate and push past, you know, the standard banner that often is seen too much across mobile and tablet devices.
Thank you so much for your time, Nicole.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking to Nicole Lipman. She's the head of mobile for Asia Pacific and South Africa at Exponential. And if you missed out part of this interview, it will be available on our podcast page on the website, bfm.my, or you can download the BFM app. And thank you for listening. I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.